Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
When we do need fashion advice, we do go to Jenna very often.
Sometimes you do. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't claim to be like this super fashion expert, but I'm into it.
You're on top of the game.
I mean, I don't really have enough time to devote to like a full Instagram fashion profile, but I am going to combine something for you guys right now.
Okay.
Right. Kind of revisit. Do you remember the first segment I ever did?
Jenna knows your body.
Yes. Jenna knows your body.
Just kind of thinking of it, this is going to be a combination of a fashion update and a Jenna knows your body.
Okay.
I'm going to drop some fashion and body knowledge on you right now.
All right.
I was reading this article from Fashion Week, and you know they come up with crazy trends. Listen to what the trend for spring 2014 is.
Okay.
The belly button.
The belly button.
Yeah. Exposed belly button, which I know Kelly and I are like, yay.
Isn't that what girls are afraid to show?
Yes, yes. I mean, the crop top was in for a while, but now it's like they said so much on the runway for spring 2014 is, yeah. So
this is showing the belly button.
Is this for men and women?
I don't know.
I think sure. Women.
So the tank, not tank top. What do you call this thing?
Crop top.
Yeah, that's a crop top.
Yeah. Or tube. Are you talking about tube top?
That's coming back.
No.
Just anything. Shirts that expose the belly button.
All right.
Mm-hmm. And not and pants that don't cover the belly button. So it's all out there. Which says
all about the abs.
Yeah. Which, since you're bringing that up, I was looking into plastic surgeries. You know, thinking. Not for me.
Okay.
I have an innie, but I was thinking, what if you have like an outie and a lot of people are ashamed of their outie belly button?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
One of the most popular procedures in recent months and years is this belly button surgery.
I'm going to get one.
Why?
I don't like my belly button.
Don't you have
a
new belly button anyways?
Who sees it?
I don't like it.
Who
I like my old belly button better.
Well, people see it. You see it, right?
I don't like looking at it. There's some things you just do for yourself.
I can't see my belly button.
Do you think you have a good belly button now?
You could.
You physically can't see your belly button.
Yeah.
Can you see anything below the top of the stomach?
No, I got a weenie-do.
What is that?
All right, so this procedure is called. Yeah. Okay. Good. I'm just gonna keep talking over that. It's called an umbilicoplasty. So they said that's one of. I looked up these like 13 procedures that have become surprisingly popular.
I'm gonna see how much that is.
Your belly button's fine.
You haven't seen my belly button.
I saw it the other day.
When?
When you were leaving work and you were getting ready to go meet up with your trainer and you were putting your shirt on. It looked great.
Were you a peeping Tom?
Yeah. Well, it was right in front of me. I looked.
I didn't change shirts in front of you.
You didn't change, but you kind of did this one thing where I could kind of see. And it looked great.
Well, you only had a flash.
Yeah, it was a flash button.
All right, Al, what about this one that's become increasingly popular? They do a six-pack procedure.
Really?
Yes, this is a combination, especially for men. They're the biggest clients of this, of course. Lipo and skin shrinking.
Skin shrinking.
Give you basically just taking all that fat away in there so you can kind of see the muscles.
Yeah, they suck out the curves, so you the dents, I guess.
So there's going to be like fatty six-pack.
No, I mean, they're just bringing the muscle right there.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's got the fat around the muscle, so it just kind of carves it out.
Right.
Does that have a price list on it? How much are things like this?
I don't have a price list for that particular one.
You know, in bigger cities, it's just more expensive. When I lived in a small town in Florence, South Carolina, I used to get spider vein treatment. They're hereditary, these little red veins, and it was like $50 a syringe. And then when I moved to the big city, it wasn't $50
a
syringe.
I think there's
like
probably
500.
Different stuff in that syringe back then.
Florence.
It works.
Yeah, it's probably grease in it.
Mud.
It works.
But if you spend like thousands of dollars on that six-pack procedure, and then you just continue living the way you're living, and it goes away, so you wasted your money?
Yeah, but the same with the...
With the gastric...
Yeah, gastric bypass. Or, yeah, if you're
same
gonna,
with any
if
of
you're
them.
You're going to out-eat it, you can ruin it. How about cankle lipo? How cool they have this now. They have cankle shaping procedures.
Some people need that.
Hillary
it's
Clinton
embarrassing. You can't
that.
Wear certain outfits because of cankles.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you guys know that I've always been a big proponent of removing the pinky toe.
Yeah.
So my feet will fit into shoes better.
Yeah. I think you need it for balance.
Everyone says that. I don't know if I buy it, but
I get used to it.
My feet would fit in shoes better, but they have this procedure I found for Tobesity. It's a toe slimming procedure. So if your toes are too long and they're unsightly, or you have like claw toes, they can do stuff to your toes.
Wow. I mean,
these are really detailed plastic surgery procedures.
My fourth toe looks like a cashew. Both feet. I hate my fourth toe. And my daughter was born with it.
I thought
it was from wearing shoes that didn't
next
fit,
to the pinky?
But it's just like,
I think it's
my
hereditary.
Fourth toe.
They might have to
it looks like
break
a cashew.
It.
But if they break it, then what?
They straighten it?
This certain girl that I know... Her fourth and fifth toe are the same length.
How weird is that?
Is that weird?
Yeah.
It's just visually
like her
odd.
Pinky?
I mean, she used to be really, really, yeah. Like the pinky toe and the one next to it, the foretoe.
You call it, is it called the foretoe or the ring toe?
The ring toe.
By this girl.
They're the same length.
This girl I know, you mean an ex-girlfriend?
Huh?
Well, I want you guys to think about what you would want.
Okay.
I have something I want to fix.
I'll look up some price.
I've already signed up for everything you got.
You have something you want to fix?
I got a couple of things.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
What time is it?
Kelly's feeding time?
Yeah,
I
that.
Finish my feeding, Jenna.
Well, it's also time to call out three names for double your pay.
Oh, that.
Which happens to coincide with Kelly's feeding time.
Mm-hmm.
Today is my turn to call out the names.
All right.
I was not successful last week, and Al redeemed himself yesterday.
You going to try to redeem yourself today,
sir? I got to redeem myself today.
Come on.
So if you signed up at KidNation.com for double your pay, have that phone handy, because I might just call your name right now. You ready? Here we go.
Come on.
Kiwana Portley Colbert, Brandon Cisna, Kristen Johnston. Kristen Johnston, Brandon Cisna, Kiwana Portley Colbert.
Sure.
You have 10 minutes to call us back and double your pay. First one in wins.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Good luck.
Please call.
All right, I gave you guys a few minutes to think about what weird body part you would like to alter.
Okay.
Because I had no idea that so many plastic surgery options were available and popular for some weird body parts. Weird little things on yourself that bug you. We went through a few of them earlier. I got started on this because the fashion trend for spring of 2014 is the exposed belly button.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people that think their outie is unsightly are turning to this, what's it called?
Umbiliaplasty
or something.
I don't know.
Oh, wow.
Umbilicoplasty.
I probably have three things that I would like to get done.
Okay. We could all come up with at least three.
Can a guy get a butt implant?
Yeah.
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 Would it be guys?
I think a lot of guys get.
You need if anybody needs one.
I need a butt implant. I've been working my butt off to get one.
You know what?
In fact, and I worked it off. I think
you'd want two, right?
I don't want just one butt. I want two butts.
Two butts. Both cheeks.
Yeah.
Two butts. So I'd want.
You remember that lady that died getting a butt implant?
Well, I'd get a real good one.
Wasn't she in Brazil or something?
Yeah, I think that doctor was like injecting her with Windex, though.
I don't want like Nicki Minaj butt implant.
What?
No, you don't need that.
I want like.
Right. You want a healthy curve.
I want a healthy curve.
Yeah, you want an apple bottom.
But your skinny jeans won't fit.
No, my skinny jeans will fit.
Where are you going to wear them?
There's the stretchy ones. You get the stretchy skinny jeans.
Not that big. You know, a lot of women hate the bra line, you know, in the back when their bra's really tight.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They make Spanx and stuff for that, but they have something now called the bra line lift, and it's where they just cut your back rolls off and hide the scar where your bra hits.
Wow. I like that idea.
Oh, wow.
I don't think I need that. I wouldn't mind getting my fourth toe fixed, like you were saying earlier.
Speaking
about
of
the toe thing.
Yeah,
and obesity, it's a very common problem.
My toe might be worse than yours, Kelly, because my toe's next to my big toe. Are about,
it's like a toe off.
It's like they're curving and
they
protecting the other toes, like super crooked.
Yeah,
or they're scared of the big toe.
Yeah, it's like they're scared of the big toe and they're just trying to go towards the littler toes and protect them.
So, because you wore too many thongs?
No, I didn't wear thongs. I think it's just because that's how I was born. Or maybe my mom broke my little toes when I was a baby because I was a bad kid.
Maybe you had really long toes and you were trying to shove them into shoes that were too small and it ended up curving them
because we couldn't afford shoes.
Yeah, that was the point.
They can do forehead jobs.
That's my number two one.
What do you do with that?
Forehead augmentations.
Number two.
How do you augment your forehead?
You make it bigger or smaller or what?
Yes, bigger.
So that's where you get rid of the hair, make your hairline higher.
Oh, see.
No,
right?
This is like an implant in the forehead if you want to stick out a little bit more. It's
so you
an
want
augmentation.
Five
you want that.
You want a five here. You want like a Tyra Banks.
Yeah, because guys don't have that problem. Our foreheads are growing by the day.
No, it's not that's more the distance between the hairline and the eyebrows, right?
Yeah.
When you have a big forehead.
Yeah,
this is more if it's like sunken in. Like you would do a chin implant.
Oh, okay.
Come out.
Okay, I see.
Protrude more.
It's still going to make it bigger. It's going to make more. Yeah, it's going to make a bigger.
Cro-Magnon head.
I wish I would have measured the distance between my nose bridge and my hairline when I was like 16 to see what it's like now.
Yeah,
because I probably lost a good inch.
You can look at pictures and probably guesstimate.
Yeah, but I want to know. I'm sad about inches lost. It's like every year I notice it.
My face is lopsided. I would like to get that corrected.
Well, Kelly, they do this thing called the perma smile that turns the corners of your mouth up permanently.
I have my natural.
If you look like you're
this side hangs lower. My left side hangs lower than my right naturally. And if I'm not, if I'm, kid used to get me all the time, you look angry. I'm like, I'm not looking anything. My blank face looks like an angry face because my mouth turns down naturally. Oh. I'd like to get that kind of corrected. But yeah. My left side of my face is lower than my right side.
I'd like to get a foot arch. I have very flat feet. Mm-hmm. Like if I get out of the shower and I'm walking on a floor where you can see my footprint, it looks like some big, huge, like Bigfoot is coming through the room.
Because
it's all, the whole foot makes a mark on the ground. There's no arch. I have no arch in my feet. And then I'd like to get bigger ears because my ears are really, really small. Like, I can barely hear y'all when I'm, because there's no, you know, I need like a little satellite.
You need bigger ear holes.
I need bigger ear holes. My holes are small. I need, and headphones can't fit in. I need like a stretcher.
Yeah.
You need to stretch your ear holes?
I need to get like some Obamas.
Yeah, they
Wilson
do that. That's actually, I don't know about making the whole ear that much bigger, but they do an earlobe lift because a lot of women that have had like ears mm-hmm. pierced and saggy earlobes, they can now reconstruct that, and it's called an earlobe lift.
I've never noticed how little your ears are.
I have tiny ears, man. I have really, really tiny ears.
Are my ears little?
No.
No, yours are about average.
Hey, JC, what else on yourself would you like to fix?
Well, this little kid.
It must be really hard for JC to think of something.
A couple weeks ago said I had pit bull eyes. So I kind of want to fix the flap underneath my eyebrows so that
Isn't
have...
Isn't that part of your heritage?
You want an eyelid lift.
I need an eyelid lift.
Oh, the thing like a lot of Asians do?
What?
That thing a lot of Asians do?
Or people with a lot of skin under their eyebrow.
Huh.
I would get that done.
Like the more like Western, they get the surgery on their eyes, on their eyelids.
That lady that does Big Brother, she just admitted that she had her eyelids done to look less Asian.
Look.
Is there anything that's on your list, Jenna, that gives you more moisture in your body? Because
so ashy. Yeah.
Drink water,
ashy.
Al.
No. A lot of black people, like when we get out of the tub or get out of the swimming pool, like within 5 minutes, we're like ashy. Like our skin dries up. It's something to have to do with the pigmentation,
Maybe
I guess.
Maybe you need
to
exfoliate and moisturize
but
more.
If I could get...
Have you researched this, Al?
Well,
or are you just making it up?
No,
I think we have dry skin
today.
Too. It just doesn't show as much.
Do you take
I'm
into account
very ashy.
How dehydrated you probably are? Because I don't see you drink much water.
I drink water every day. Yeah.
Like a sip?
Well, I mean, I drink like one glass maybe while I'm here.
I drink water every day. I have one.
That's about 6 hours.
And
so
then,
one cup in 6 hours.
And then when I get to the bar, you know, I'll do a vodka water.
So you're counterbalancing the water.
And vodka's dehydrating.
Yeah, you're dehydrating your skin.
You know that, right? They say it's like 2 cups of water to every cup of coffee to cancel it out,
and then
hydrate.
And then Miller Lite is like the base ingredient is water.
But it's got alcohol in it that's dehydrating.
Yeah.
Well, I just need to stop drinking then, I guess.
You have to decide what's more important.
Why don't you
want Miller Lite?
That's what you want the most. And moisture. No, I'll give you an update maybe in 6 months on how to get moisture through your body. I'm not sure.
Al wants to be more moist.
My girlfriend needs like a little, she's got a pointy nose.
I like that word now.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, my gosh.
What? It's a cute little pointy nose. That's a cute little pointy nose.
Al, you
said,
never
my girlfriend
ever.
Needs her pointy nose, and now it's suddenly a cute pointy nose?
I know. I just said she's got a cute little pointy
What other things do you want to fix about your girlfriend?
Wow. No. We're not going to go there at all.
Yeah. Wow. You just did.
Yeah, you went there all the
you
way across the
that?
Sky.
Unbelievable.
Hey, Brandon.
Hello.
Hey.
What's up, homie?
Hey, Brandon.
We didn't interrupt you, did we?
What body part would you like to fix?
Brandon, is your last name Cisna?
It sure is.
That means you're the first caller in, which means we're going to double your pay, buddy.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, Brandon's a cool dude.
Brandon's driving.
He is?
You're driving a truck right now, aren't you?
Yeah, are you in a truck?
Sure am.
I can tell by your voice. Your cadence.
Are you going to work or coming home from work?
Going to work right now.
F-150 or Chevy?
I'm sorry?
F-150 or Chevy?
Oh, Dodge.
Dodge.
America.
Oh, you're way off. See, you thought you were on a roll.
Does that thing have a Hemi?
I'm sorry.
Oh, never mind. Yeah. Never mind.
Where do you work, sweetie?
I'm a farmer.
You're a farmer?
You get to drive a tractor and all that cool stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, Kelly.
Well, see, that's interesting because as a farmer, would you get a regular paycheck?
Yeah.
No.
You don't?
Plumber.
I thought you said a farmer.
Oh, I did too.
Oh.
Yeah, Kelly, all excited over here. She thought she had a fellow farmer
on
the phone.
I think farming is so great.
Well, what about plumbing?
Plumbing is really great, but I had to learn how to snake my own drain because that guy was charging me like $200 a pop
to
come out.
You need to teach me how to do that.
It's $3 and it's disgusting.
Just
but
stick
you can
it in
it.
There and snake it out.
It's disgusting.
And it's only $3
wow. for the little plastic thing. Yeah, I'll show you later.
Hey, Brandon, how come your guys' butt cracks always hang out?
Oh, working hard all day. It's hard to pull your pants up.
Are you going to use this? You can use this money and buy some new jeans?
No, actually, I have a baby on the way, and my wife is going to love to spend every little bit of it.
Aww. Congratulations, Aww. Brandon. That's what'd you put down for your weekly pay?
$560.
Al, human calculator?
Yeah, that would be $1,120, which is about my last
There you go. Deal.
Man, you guys get paid, dude.
There you go, Brandon.
I mean, plumbers make... Plumbers make good money.
Well, if they're your plumber.
I mean, by trade. Plumbers and electrician. Ladies, go find your plumber or electrician.
There's a plumber at Al's house once a day.
I give him a retainer. I give him on standby.
Well, Brandon, use that money for your baby coming up, and congratulations, man. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. Have fun at work today. Pull them pants up.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Some celebrities need bodyguards. Al needs a plumber.
Craddock. It's Kid Craddock in the morning.
You know, there used to be a day when people didn't want to be called crazy. But for some reason, the people that listen to our show are desperate
they
to be called crazy.
It.
Yeah.
And that's why we do Does That Make Me Crazy?
I want to be validated.
This is basically where you call us and tell us what quirky things you do.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, you look to yourself and you're like, oh, that's not really normal.
Mm-hmm. And we're the crazy jury.
And some people just can't wait to get through on the phone lines, which is 800-KID-LIVE, if you want to call now.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT. So they go to our Facebook walls.
Yes.
And they ask there.
Which is fine.
Does that make me crazy?
Like sure. Sarah. She said, I'm obsessed with The Walking Dead. Now, every time I pass a vacant farmhouse in a big field, I wonder how many walkers it could hold. Does that make me crazy?
not as crazy as this person.
Well, small side note. The Walking Dead broke another record. 16.1 million viewers with their newest episode.
Yeah, season premiere.
I know.
Just smash Breaking Bad out of the water.
I know.
How about this one? I'm just going to say this person is one of the craziest we've ever heard from.
Uh-oh.
I think Bruce Jenner is the hottest man on the planet. Does that make me crazy?
Wow.
Yep.
This person, did this person include their name?
No.
They're too ashamed, right? This person also didn't include his or her name. I have a feeling it's a man, though. And I have a feeling this man is actually named JC. See if you agree with me.
Okay.
I'll tell you if I do it.
I have about 103 selfie videos of me rapping naked right after I get out of the shower. Does that make me crazy?
Mm. It makes you JC.
I do that.
See?
It's very specific. Wow. Rap, nude, post shower.
Right out of the shower.
Yeah. I don't discriminate with the songs. I do every song, and I have my towel on.
Sherry wrote in and said, I eat peanut butter toast every morning that I have the peanut butter on the front side of the bread. I don't understand this. I eat peanut butter toast every morning, and I have to put the peanut butter on the front side of the bread. Does that make me crazy? Of course, what's the front side?
I guess the side closest to the middle would be the front side, and then once you get to the halfway point, it's still the side closest to the middle.
What? I'm confused.
It makes sense to me.
It makes you crazy because we don't know what you're talking about.
That sounds like she's just putting peanut butter on it and putting it face down on the plate.
Yeah.
She's eating it on the front side.
Don't you get to pick the front side?
No.
But you turn it over, then that side's the front side.
No, yeah. That's the back side because it was closest to the heel. It was closest to the heel.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
How do you know when you're in the middle?
It's still
feeling.
The front side.
It's a feeling.
That's where the bag opens up, right? That's the front side.
Huh.
Patty writes, sometimes I catch myself talking to myself at the grocery store, arguing over prices. And if somebody catches me, I act like I have a Bluetooth. Does that make me crazy?
I act like a...
I do that sometimes when I'm singing in the car.
Yeah.
I'm having a lot of fun, so I pretend like I'm holding my cell phone. So people think I'm actually talking to somebody.
It makes you cute crazy.
I don't know who wrote this one, and there's no name with it. This is just weird.
Okay.
I don't even look for potential boyfriends anymore because I believe that my dog is my true soulmate. Does that make me crazy?
Wow.
Jenna,
and no,
you that.
No.
As long as you leave it
he's
at that,
not
I
my
guess.
Soulmate. Right. Maximus is not my soulmate. Life would be a lot easier if he was.
Ashley has this problem that I had with the Twilight series. I could never make myself read the last book because I didn't want it to be over. It's just so random. She has the same thing with Harry Potter. She said, I never finished the last Harry Potter book. I feel like if I do, it will really be over, even though I've read all the others many times and watched all the movies many times. Does that make me crazy? No, you, nah. you just don't want it to end. I'm the same. I was the same way, but I finally broke down.
All right.
Let's go to the phones. Ooh, Yesenia.
Yes.
Go ahead.
What do you do?
Okay. I'm doing the speed limit down the highway, and if someone passes me, I feel like they're racing me, so I have to pass them until they way far back. Does that make me crazy?
No, that means you have road rage.
You're competitive.
You have territorial issues.
Yeah.
It's more of a territorial thing,
it's
right?
Not, it's not just your road there, you say.
Have you ever thought about doing an intramural sport for to get some of that competition out of the way?
Well, not really, because I hate speeding, but it just frustrates me. Like, why you got to pass me? Don't pass me. Just stay doing the speed limit.
I like finding the jerk on the highway that is going crazy and passing everybody up and boxing them in to the slowest car.
Yeah.
And then slowing down and just staying there.
That doesn't ever lead to anything bad.
No,
happening.
Right?
Well, don't be a jerk. I will box you in.
I just let him go.
I'm on your side, Yesenia.
Yeah.
Shout out, by the way.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye. And that's all I have to say about that.
Kelly would love this one. This one someone wrote and said, my 11-year-old daughter has begged me for weeks to be Miley Cyrus for Halloween.
Mm-mm.
I gave in, foam finger and all. Does that make me crazy? Oh,
yes.
Foam finger and all.
Super crazy.
You need to rethink that.
Yeah.
You know, there's going to be a million of them out there. It's fine.
Amy.
She's how old?
11.
And that's okay.
It depends on which
After
Miley.
You saw what...
Hold on, Amy.
The foam finger Miley, Al. She just said it's the foam finger Miley at 11.
It's the gross Miley.
What about the teddy bear?
Yeah, that's the gross Miley.
No, it was the leotard was the really bad one, wasn't it?
With a foam finger.
Oh, you mean the teddy bear leotard that had little bears on its boobs?
Yeah.
That one
she
better?
Had the foam finger with the thing underneath.
She ended up on the pole either
oh,
way.
Oh, please.
All right.
Al, you don't see that.
Back to the phones.
Huh? Amy, go ahead.
I make my husband wake up in the middle of the night so I can fix the bed sheets if they're messed up. Does that make me crazy?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that makes
you
a whooping.
Makes you a whooping of a wife.
What?
Oh, that's mean. Just tell her she's crazy. Don't call her a whooping.
That's a whooping. Poor guy.
It's a love whooping.
Just so you can keep sleeping on him?
No, he rolls around in him and makes him all messed up, and I don't like that.
Oh, does it, like, come off the corner and then it bunches up? Oh, see, I'm with you.
Crazy.
Yeah, you need to tell your husband to learn how to sleep.
Maybe he's having night terrors because of this.
He's having night terrors.
Well, yeah. I've been doing it for 10 years, though.
There you go. Yeah. It's working. You're still crazy,
though. He's dealing with it.
Bye, Amy.
She just puts him in his drink or something so he just sleeps through the night.
Stand still. Julie.
Hey, I have a favorite bathroom stall at work, and if it's not available when I go in there, I just wash my hands and leave, come back later.
That's yours.
What if you really, really, really have to go? Like, pants wedding.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I just can't stand it. Like, if I pass somebody, I just wash my hands, act like I just came out.
Again, it's a territorial thing. No, I have a favorite toilet.
Really?
I'm going
to go with crazy.
But every once in a while, you have to.
Yeah, every once in a while, you have to switch up. You have to call an audible.
What's your favorite one?
The first one.
Oh, the first one.
The first one.
Oh, I like the handicap.
Like, one time I went in and somebody had gone in before me and not flushed. So I had to, like, I had to go to the next one.
Oh, that's another thing. I always flush before I go. I don't know why.
No, you have to do that.
Yeah, courtesy flush. That's just keeping it clean. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, smart. I feel guilty using the big one.
The handicap one?
Yeah.
Why?
Because, like, what if somebody that needs it comes in and I'm sitting there chilling?
Well, the thing is, how long are you going to be in there is the question.
20 minutes.
If you're just going to be really quick, I don't have a problem with it. It's not like parking in a handicap zone
right.
where you're gone for an hour.
Right,
right.
You're literally making someone wait for maybe 30 seconds.
I guess. Nah, it's not 30.
Not for you, okay.
Not guys. Dominique.
So when I walk into a room, I pay really close attention to detail. I look at where people are sitting. I look at the time, just in case I get called in by a detective for a murder investigation. But then I'm afraid I know too many details, and so I kind of flub some of them, so I'm not suspected. Does that make me crazy?
Oh, my gosh.
No, I feel like I've been through phases like that when I was really into crime shows that I would be so alert. Like, okay, there's a blue car parked next to mine that looks a little off. You know, I would do that or try and memorize the license plate. But then half an hour later, I wouldn't remember anything.
That's why you got to write it down.
I watched a lot of Discovery ID.
Yeah.
That's why. That's why. It's breeding it. It's breeding those thoughts.
That'll make you crazy.
Mm-hmm. You're not crazy.
You're semi-crazy.
It's a little weird.
Yeah.
I call it quirky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a little mild cray.
Big Mike.
Hey, so when I take my dog out in the backyard to go to the bathroom, sometimes I look in my neighbor's window to see what they're watching on TV. Does that make me crazy?
Does that make me nosy?
Yeah. You gotta watch something. You don't want. You could get a sty in your eye if you watch your dog.
That's my favorite part about going for a walk in the neighborhood at night when people leave their windows open so you can see what they're doing inside. That's just a nosy thing.
Yeah, it's normal.
Not crazy.
My wife thinks I'm super creepy, but you know, I just got to do something.
Are
I'm
you,
out in the backyard.
Mike? Are you fully clothed?
Oh yeah, okay. Yeah. I'm not going to be like a stalker, or naked guy outside.
Okay, good.
Okay. Good. Okay. Just needed to clarify that.
You're not making weird noises or anything.
Did you mean like when he walks his dog or right now?
What they're watching on TV, you know?
Well, if your wife tells you you're creepy, then just tell her, well, if I wasn't so bored, I wouldn't be looking at other people's houses.
Hey, or if she thinks I'm too creepy, she could take the dog out, right?
Dang right, Mike.
Buddy. Mike,
what day is it?
Stop.
Oh, that's tomorrow,
Mike.
My bad.
Oh, my God.
Tomorrow.
All right.
Mike. Whoop, whoop. Leslie.
Okay, I have this weird smelling thing that I've passed on to my children since I was two, and I smell everything, and I know it smells bad from, like, dirty underwear. I can't help but to sniff it, and I know it smells. Does that make me crazy?
Yes!
You're smelling dirty drawers. Yes!
You know they stink.
Like, do you know the people's underwear you're smelling?
I hope so.
It's always family.
Yes, it makes you crazy. Loon crazy. Bat crazy. Oh, my.
Oh, Leslie.
Oh, dear.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever smelled?
Oh, gosh.
I don't know. I really can't. It's so many things. I really don't know.
Dirty drawers?
That's the weirdest.
I have a feeling there's something weirder.
Are you married?
I can't help it. I'm sorry. I don't know.
Do you have a boyfriend? Are you a husband?
Yeah, you married?
No.
Oh, okay.
I wonder what.
Now, I've smelled my daughter's underwear, but this is the difference. Because sometimes when you send her, like, away for the weekend and you pack her clothes and she brings her stuff back and it's all folded very neatly, I'm like, I'm not sure she even wore some of this stuff.
Okay, that's different.
So you pick up the panties to make sure they still smell like laundry detergent. I don't sniff, like, certain parts of the panties. You just kind of sniff around just to make sure they're clean and put them back in the drawer.
If it's questionable enough for me to put it to my face,
exactly.
I'm putting it just in the washing machine.
Exactly. Okay.
I can't tell you how many things I've
trying to give her a little bit of a benefit.
That I've washed and dried and then just washed again because I wasn't sure if it was dirty.
If there's a doubt, just throw it in the washing machine. It's going to take like 10 cents and a little bit of soap.
Yeah, congratulations. You're crazy, Leslie.
Okay.
Yes, good. You're crazy.
Or if there's a doubt, use your snout.
If there's a doubt, use your snout. Oh, Lord.
Krista.
Oh, well, I live in the South and I voted for Obama. Does that make me crazy?
Obama.
Well, I guess that's depending on how you feel about it after the fact.
Yeah.
Yeah, I work with a bunch of Republicans, so it's not working out too well.
Oh, boy.
Well, you know what? People aren't liking them right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Some people are.
I'm not going to get into that.
Why is that, Al?
I don't know. I just watched on the ABC News this morning or whatever.
The whole food stamp thing and, you know, the government shutdown, I might as well take the blame for it. I voted for Obama.
So you're taking the blame? It's your fault, Krista.
I know. I don't even know how I sleep at night.
Thanks for the call. She has a good sense of humor about it. Maggie.
Yes, my daughter has these really cute, big, soft earlobes. And when she wakes up in the morning, me and my boyfriend like to rub them and flick them. Does that make me crazy?
Rub them and what?
They're what stuffed ears?
Flick them? Flick?
Her earlobes. Mom calls them gloves. Because, you know, like the bottom part, they don't really attach. Like they
dangle.
Not floppy. Yeah, they hang down. And
like a waddle.
Just like, I don't know, they're really soft. And so I like to rub them, and then Chris will sit there and like flick them back and forth. If that makes any sense.
Is she okay with it?
If that makes any sense.
Three. Just turned three.
All right.
She, like, if she gets annoyed, she just like moves her hand and she's like, stop it.
Yeah. You should stop doing that when she goes to middle school.
Middle school cut off.
Yeah, middle school.
And be like, love you, baby kisses. Let me get a rub real quick.
Oh, yeah. Rubbing your earlobes for luck. Wow.
That's not too bad. Thanks, Maggie.
I don't think that's crazy.
Oh. Nah, it's just she loves her daughter. No big deal.
It's just good to know all of us are kind of weird.
Cynthia.
Hi. I paint my fingernails just so when I'm in class, I pick it off so I can pay attention. I do this like 4 times a week. Does that make me crazy?
You paint your nails to peel them?
Yeah.
Hmm. Gives you something to do, I guess.
Yeah, does it give you something to do in class?
Yeah. You should pay attention in class.
No, I do. It helps me pay attention. And then when I take tests, like midterms and stuff, it kind of brings the information back.
Oh, okay. I get it.
Well,
if it works for you.
Yeah. if you're doing well in school, just don't cheat because you're leaving a trail everywhere you go.
You're right.
That girl that picks her nail polish off.
I go kind of crazy.
Thanks for calling, baby.
Bye, sister. Corinne.
Hey, when I'm driving, if I see a dead animal on the side of the road, I spit, but it's not like a spit, like where spit actually comes out. I just kind of go like this.
It grosses
me out, and I feel like if I don't do that, something's going to grow on my face.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, can I get
it
that?
It will. You're absolutely right.
Will you do that again?
Yeah, can I get that noise again, please?
The funny thing about it is it's happened. Like, I've seen a dead animal when I'm driving with somebody that doesn't know how weird I am.
Yeah.
And so I'll do it, but I'm like, and then sometimes they'll look at me and I'm like, what?
Yeah, you're crazy.
Something makes me think you do more crazy stuff than just that one thing.
I do. I have so many, but there's a list and it'd take all day.
I was in a college.
I'll call y'all every time.
Okay, good.
Yeah, save them.
All right.
Save them. You got to spread them out.
Yeah, we'll do our weekly Corinne crazy call.
We might have to trace your number.
That's awesome.
That's what we
should
do.
Crazy weird. I'm going to put you
on hold.
I get called weird a lot.
Yeah. All right. You hold on. You're our honorary crazy.
This could turn into Jeopardy. Like, she stays on as the weekly contestant. Someone else
right.
comes on.
Yeah.
Because my knocks
and
her off as a crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Francine.
Hi. When a pregnant woman passes by, I hold my breath because I'm afraid I'm going to smell her placenta.
Oh, my gosh.
Does that make me crazy?
Did we scream these calls?
I didn't know where you were going right there.
I don't think that's possible.
Well, does the placenta smell?
Well, it does, but it's now blood up in there.
Up in here? Up in...
I don't know, but it looks pretty gross.
Okay.
So
yeah, that's. I'm going to go ahead and go with crazy
no,
on
go
that.
Crazy on
yeah,
that
we'll go crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to let the women judge on
so
this.
Wait,
I think
you
it's
don't
crazy,
know for
but...
sure, right? Because you've always held your breath, so you don't even know if that's true or not.
I don't know. I just always hold my breath.
Yeah, crazy.
Crazy.
Can you not hold your breath next time and get a whiff and let us know?
No, never.
What happens if you get pregnant, or is that in the cards for you?
No.
You'll never be able to breathe.
You'll never get... Okay, because you're scared of your own placenta scent.
Right.
I don't know how I just strung those words together.
Yeah.
Placenta scent.
Placenta scent.
Sounds like a good rapper name. Placenta scent.
Kid Craddock in the morning.
Closed captioning provided by
Kid Craddock in the morning.
So Gravity came in at number one again this week.
Yep.
And some people thought that Tom Hanks' movie was going to come in first place, Captain Phillips. Because it's about a hero.
Mm-hmm, a true story.
It's a true story about these pirates who jumped on this ship. And
it's based on a true story.
Based on a true story. Keyword based. Because does that mean that it doesn't have to be completely true or accurate?
Sometimes they take artistic liberties with the story to make it more interesting for the movie-going audience.
Well, apparently they kind of went the opposite route of what Captain Phillips was really like.
So it's based on a true story, but they just made the rest of it up?
Yeah, because a few crew members from the cargo ship would like the folks that are going to the theaters to watch Captain Phillips to know that Tom Hanks' tale of the high seas heroism is not exactly how it happened, in fact.
Really?
No. 11 crew members are a part of a $50 million suit, and they're alleging that Captain Richard Phillips ignored protocols, sailed too close to the Somali coast, which led to the pirates jumping on board, and disregarded warnings about pirates, and so he was actually not a superhero. He was kind of just screwing up the entire time.
He was the guy that wasn't watching out for the iceberg on the Titanic.
Yeah.
Did the lawsuit come after the movie premiere? I mean, or has this been in the works?
I think it's been in the works. But they're saying that Chief Engineer Mike Perry was actually the true hero in this ship.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but Chief Engineer doesn't have quite the same ring to it as Captain.
Yeah.
So what are they trying to get in this lawsuit? Are they trying to get
$50 million. And they're saying that...
That'll make it better for them?
I guess. Because I don't know why they're so hurt about it.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a pretty traumatizing experience, I'm sure.
They're seeing a man that's being made a hero and probably getting paid a pretty penny for his story when that's not even the true story. So that's, to them, the truth needs to come out.
Because apparently, according to a crew member quoted by the New York Post, Captain Phillips' plan was when the pirates came aboard... We throw our hands in the air and say, oh, the pirates are here. That was his plan.
To acknowledge they're pirates?
I guess so.
You do a pirate impression?
Oh, the pirates are here.
There you go.
So when you're watching Captain Phillips,
I have no desire to see that movie for some reason.
I don't either. I think it's because of the accent. I cannot listen to Tom Hanks talk like that. It is weird. What a weird choice, because Captain, I heard the Captain in real life talking. He didn't talk like that.
No? Was he acting like a hero on TV? I've never heard him talk.
I don't know. He sounds like John F. Kennedy to me.
Wouldn't you, if you were Tom Hanks, try to look this up and make sure that he's actually the guy that was the hero?
No, you're going
to
take your $20 million and go home.
He's an actor telling a story.
Yeah.
Based on the truth. There you go.
Well, apparently the
truth there were Somali pirates and there was a Captain Phillips. That's all Tom Hanks needs to know.
And yeah, how much would you how much would you embellish? Like if someone was portraying your life or a big situation, how much would you embellish?
I'd be a pro football player.
Exactly.
But that's different.
Run like they gave it up for the love of your family.
Yeah, I gave it up for the love of my family.
Impossible
to be a regional radio personality.
Yeah.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
To make sure they're okay.
Best friends with Eminem.
I am best friends with Eminem. Mm-hmm. So he just doesn't know it yet.
When there's a true story and then based on a true story, is there a distinguishing, is there a difference in Hollywood? You know, like Titanic, okay, that was based on a true story, on actual
But they
events.
added storylines to the already true story.
Right.
Right? Cause they
right. Nobody was there to document.
I don't think anyone knew, like, Rose in the Stone, right?
Yeah, Rose was not real.
Yeah, that wasn't real.
That was a made-up character.
That was stupid. That ruined the whole movie for
and
me.
Jack
I'm mad at
was
Rose
fake.
Anyway. She just pushed him down under the water.
Yeah, she
no,
did.
No, he was already dead.
She should have apologized.
He was already
off.
Dead.
For like 2 seconds. She didn't even give him mouth to mouth.
She said she'd never let go.
We need to find Rose and have her apologize to Jack for killing him.
He was dead.
No, he wasn't.
He had just literally taken his last breath. She's like, I'll never let go. And he took his last breath.
She woke up and he was frozen solid. She had to break his little icicle fingers off and get him off.
As she lay on this huge wooden board that she could have shared. Sharing
she
is
tried
caring.
To share it, and it started going under, so he decided
well,
to stay in the water.
Well, if it was Kate Winslet at her weight today.
Oh, my God.
Jen. So Rose should apologize, and now Captain Phillips should apologize for embellishing a little bit, which leads us to James Franco, who was on Letterman yesterday, last night. He apparently wrote a letter and apologized for certain things he did when he was a kid.
Yeah, this is way back when he was a high school kid.
He's crazy.
Well, some man just found the letter in his parents' house, so he made it public.
So here's a clip.
So it says, Dear Dr. Moskowitz, first of all, I will apologize once again for destroying you personal property. I did it out of carelessness. That's not true. We did it deliberately. Not thinking that feelings might be hurt. We hear you know. Valuable time and money wasted. It'll never enter my mind to do something like this ever again. Well, we did it.
So... Wow. I'm sure we were all pretty stupid when we were younger, and I'm sure we've done some things that we need to apologize for.
Are you sure about that?
I'd like to take a moment and apologize. Yeah.
I'm sure I have a few.
Ow.
I have a couple that are coming
to
mind.
Is that your stomach or your computer?
I don't know what's wrong with my computer. It just started making noise all of a sudden.
That's the stomach. It's almost... We're getting close to 10:09. We're a couple hours away. But tomorrow, I want us each to write a letter...
Yeah.
To apologize for something we have done as children.
Well, just because you want us to. I mean, what?
Kelly, you didn't do anything as a teenager that you would like to apologize for?
No.
Nothing that I haven't shared already on the air. I don't apologize for it. It was funny.
So I guess JC and Al are writing letters for things they're sorry for.
You're not writing a letter. I'm not writing a letter.
I didn't do anything.
I mean,
Al, I did want to say I'm sorry for peeing in your bar parking lot that one time.
Oh,
that was
thanks.
As a grown adult.
You wouldn't let me into the bathroom, though.
You guys are the biggest bit killers ever.
I guess I'll apologize to my mother for talking back to her.
I want you to go home and think about this.
No, I have stuff to do.
Yeah, Jenna's got
In fact,
stuff.
I want you guys to write
my
a
iPhone's
letter.
Not even working right now. How am I supposed to do anything?
Kelly and Jenna will now write a letter apologizing for ruining this bit.
No.
Well, you can't just arbitrarily decide bits we're going to do.
I just did.
If they have a pen and paper at the Apple store when I'm in there trying to get a new phone.
I'm pushing the buttons right now. So I wanted to come up with a bit to do tomorrow.
So you did.
So we're going to do it.
I get my braces checked.
So Al's on board. Kelly,
I will make up something horrible I did. I didn't do anything.
It's a bit.
People, I was a good kid.
You snuck out at some point. You
Call
snuck
my
out
parents.
Of the house or...
You know what? One time, I think I left the house in the middle of the night because I went to Hardee's to get a hamburger. And then I came home.
I told a guy I thought he was hot once when I didn't mean it.
See, Kelly, that could have been funny. You could have apologized for a mediocre thing. See? Bits.
Let's see.
Bits.
I had to have done something mischievous.
You?
Al, you have so many. You probably could write about 12.
From last night.
I was babysitting my son all through high school. I didn't do anything.
That is a lie.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast, a condensed version of the show. Kid Craddock in the Morning.